Unemployment in August, not as bad as we feared.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Welcome to The Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. The Labor Department said this morning America's private employers added 67,000 jobs last month, more than expected. And we'll have more to say about that in a moment. First, where's Wall Street? Way up on that jobs report. The Dow Industrials are now 120 points higher. That's about 1 2/10% to reach 10,440. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 are up between 1.25% and 1.5%. So more on that employment report now. Overall, the economy lost 54,000 jobs in August, but that was because more than 100,000 temporary census jobs came to an end, and that was expected. Let's bring in Chief Economist Chris Lowe with FTN Financial, joining us live from Connecticut. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So there was more private sector hiring than expected. What kind of hiring was it?
Well, that's right. About two-thirds of the jobs were in healthcare and private education, mostly healthcare. The rest are scattered across the board. Maybe the biggest increase was in leisure, which is hotels on the Gulf hiring people back now that there's less oil on the beaches.
Leisure and healthcare. Okay, now I want to talk about the unemployment rate. We follow that number. Even though hiring was better than expected, that rate went up from 9.5 to 9.6%. Why is that?
Well, that's right. The reason this month is that there were more people looking for work. So the number of people looking went up more than the number of people who actually found jobs. Economists, myself included, will tell you that's a more positive spin than if the rate went up because people were fired. But obviously, we'd like to see faster job growth so we could reabsorb that labor force.
Well, yeah, that's sort of the period on this, Chris. Just have a few seconds. But, you know, we're talking better than expected, but this is not a strong jobs report.
No, that's right. We need to see 200,000 jobs a month minimum just to absorb the people who are graduating from school and coming into the country.
Right. Chief Economist Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thanks as always.
You're welcome. Thank you.
President Obama will give his reaction to the unemployment report in just a few minutes when he speaks. But this morning's Washington Post says the president is considering trying to create new jobs with some new tax breaks for businesses. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson is live in our New York bureau. Morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Bill.
What is the Post saying the White House wants to do?
Well, the idea being floated is a payroll tax holiday, which could run into the hundreds of billions of dollars in terms of lost revenue for the federal government, and also an extension of the research and development tax credit for businesses. Now, if those ideas don't sound all that amazing, that's probably because they're coming from a White House that is severely limited right now in terms of its political capital heading into a midterm election. Remember that the president is going to need Republicans in the Senate to pass any initiative, and right now he can't even get them to agree on a $30 billion bill to boost lending to small businesses.
Well, then what are the chances of a big package getting through before Election Day?
Well, Anne Mathias says not very good. She's the director of research at Concept Capital in Washington. And as she sees it, Bill, the only things likely to pass Congress this fall are going to be much smaller than the $787 billion stimulus package passed last year. Maybe just that small business lending bill, which is sitting in the Senate, and perhaps a business tax credit bill worth about $35 billion.
You're really only talking about $70 billion. I mean, only $70 billion. It's still a lot, but it's not $700 billion unless you enact a massive payroll tax holiday. And I really don't think that's going to get a lot of traction here in D.C.
And, Bill, she says at this point, whatever happens is going to have a lot more to do with politics than economics.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Chinese officials have ordered some of their state-owned companies to meet with investment bankers to explore options for blocking BHP Billiton's bid for Canada's potash corporation. This underscores how seriously China is taking the potential BHP potash marriage and its implications for the pricing and supply of potash. That's an important nutrient for growing crops.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. American Public Media presents Marketplace Minute, supported by Yellow Book 360. Tune in every Friday for Bill Radke's poetic take on the week's news in 60 seconds. Available at marketplace.org.
A new kind of electric bus hits the road today in Southern California. It will carry a full load of passengers more than 30 miles, stop for 10 minutes as it fully recharges its batteries. As the inventor points out, that's a lot less time than it takes to charge your cell phone. KPCC's Steve Julian reports.
What makes the new Ecoliner bus unique is its charger. Doran Barnes is the executive director of Foothill Transit, which serves passengers in LA's eastern suburbs.
Electric buses have been around for a long time, but with the advances in lithium-ion batteries, we're able to have the battery pack accept a very quick charge, allowing for the in-route charging.
The prototype is twice as expensive as a regular bus, a little more than $1 million, but it'll last 18 years instead of only 12 for a standard bus. Foothill Transit recently cut back on bus service because of declining tax revenue, but the transit provider got federal stimulus dollars. Barnes says that money could not go toward day-to-day operations, so...
We really look to the green economy and the advancements in battery power in terms of the way we use the dollars.
The Ecoliner bus is more efficient because it's built of fiberglass, like the other vehicles the body manufacturer makes, yachts. In Pasadena, California, I'm Steve Julian for Marketplace.
Now the week's business news in a Marketplace Minute. Despite the economic crash, corporations have lots of cash. So does that mean hiring? No, they're just acquiring each other. Sanofi Aventis went for Genzyme. That's momentous. Intel, 3M, Hertz are buying. HP2 and Dell was trying. Bernanke says the holy grail would be to end too big to fail. I don't mean him any malice, but King Arthur never found that chalice. The thought of an oil explosion was chilling, not least for the people who do the drilling. And Double Rainbow Guy is willing to do some video software shilling. Don't know the rainbow? It's worth a look-see at marketplace.org. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.